care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Semifinals continue, both in the championship and consolation bracket. We have a lot of recapping to do. I'll start that, David, and if you see somebody out there we need to get on the air, especially in the semifinal, go ahead and interrupt, and I'll turn the mic over to you.
Okay.
At 106 pounds, only four wrestlers in this weight class. There were no matches until the semifinals, where Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point scored a fall over Lancaster sophomore William Prattville, and second-seeded James Schramm of Riverdale was a major decision winner, 10-0. Over Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland. Schramm and Burkhalter meet for the championship. Prattville and Wineski will wrestle for third place here at the sectional. At 113 pounds, top-seeded Slater Valley of Parkview, Albany was the technical fall winner over freshman Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale. And second-seeded Jaron Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca scored a tech fall against third-seed Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point. Grimslet and Valley meet for the championship at 113. Ewert and Wilkinson wrestle for third, still going in the championship bracket. Both Kellen Mum of Iowa Grand Highland and Kerry Thompson of Ithaca Weston. Thompson with a pin win in his consolation round match earlier this hour. At 120 pounds to the finals go the top two seeds, Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, who is now 50-0 on the season, and freshman Liam Carey of Mineral Point, who scored a pin over Gavin Wilkins, a freshman from North Crawford Seneca. Grunenfelder reached the finals with a win over Udelhoven. I was looking forward to broadcasting a Grunenfelder-Udelhoven match, but maybe we'll get that next Saturday. Grunenfelder and Carey meet for the championship at 120, and Udelhoven and Wilkins for third place. And in the consolation bracket, nice win for Dom Thorkerson, a sophomore from Kickapoo Lafarge. He outlasted freshman Wyatt McGuire of Riverdale. 19-10 was the final there. Tournament over for Wyatt McGuire. Thorkerson needs to win a couple matches to make it to the sectional next week.
Bill, I'm going to interrupt you here. At 165, we got a semifinal match. Ithaca Weston's Nolan Walder and DeSoto's senior Peyton Prager. We got a good match here. 3-1 lead now for Waldner. This will put him in the championship match. The winner of this one is going to face Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland. And Nolan's trying to score another takedown here. If he can get around the corner with 40 seconds on the first period. A nice job, spins around, adds three more, so he goes up 6-1. 6-1 lead now for Nolan Waldner. We're going to have blood time. Blood time there for Nolan. Looks like he's got a little cut on his forehead. It also looks like we're going to have a couple more Ithaca Weston wrestlers out here now. He's on mat two. I'm not sure who that is. 175. Deacon McDonough, and then Matt 3 is Caden Coleman. Caden's got himself in a semifinal match down there at believe that is 190. Yes, it is 190. The coaching staff spread pretty thin right now for Ithaca Weston. But Nolan. Like Nolan is ready to go as they're just finishing up a little cleanup there on Peyton Prager of DeSoto. Two seniors here battling to get to the finals here at 165 pounds. Nolan with a record of 35-7 and Prager with a record of 37-7. So very similar records. You get back to action here, second period, or still the first period, excuse me. 6-1 lead for Nolan. Trying to tight waist, drops to the ankle. Now he's pulled that tight waist again, trying to break that hip to the mat of Prager. Prager is able to stand up to the tripod position. He's got to get a good break down here, ride this out for the last 10 seconds. Now he's got the leg hook. Got a good right here, covering the hip. Now he's going to call stalling on Nolan. Kind of surprised me. Warning on Nolan is he's in top position, 4 seconds on the clock.
Wonder by ball on that two, and time is 124 for Ithaca Weston, Deacon McDonald.
You heard the announcer. Deacon McDonald won his consolation round match at 175 with a pin in 124 over Declan Tanner. It was Deacon over Declan, and for Tanner, the tournament comes to a close. Freshman McDonald of Ithaca Weston needs to win a couple of more matches in order to qualify for next weekend's sectional.
Back to Nolan's matches. He's got to remember now, he's got that warning against him. Second period, he's starting in the down position with a 5-point lead. Prager right, he's got Prager out in front. Now he should be able to score here. He'll be able to score if he can come to his feet. And to work underneath, trying to get a hand control. Prager is facing him, still technically in control. Now it's going to be the one escape for Nolan. So nice job there. Adding one to it, getting up by six now. Both guys working hand ties there. Ooh, nice duck under. Duck under there by Nolan. Gets a big 3-point takedown there. He's going to try to wrestle some offense. It looks like he's going to let Prager go. Up by nine here, just over a minute to go in the second period. Front headlock there as he's trying to bury that head of Prager. Prager continues to drive in. Working the edge of the circle now. He's pushing that head away. Got a little whizzer there is Nolan. Working the far edge of the mat, working their way off. Prager's trying to keep one foot in, but he's not going to advance there. If anything, if Nolan could cut the corner and get three more there, under a minute to go in the second period. They're going to restart with a stalemate back to the center. 9-point lead for Nolan Waldner. He'll be in control. He'll get reset as Prager takes the bottom position. 45 seconds to go. It looks like Nolan's going to cut him loose. Been doing pretty good with the takedowns in this match. Up by eight. Got to be smart here. Continue to be aggressive. Got the warning against him for stalling. Stay in a good position. Hand fighting going on there. Head to head. Button forehead. Now, Prager's trying to get something underneath with an underhook. Nice. Sucked him right into it as Nolan drops down to a deep single leg. Got the half in right to a cradle. Got 5 seconds to get a pin here. I don't know if he's going to quite make it. He's going to get a takedown and a near fall for sure, but just about at Prager pin there, but takedown and near fall.
There it is.
Believe that's a tech fall.
Yep.
They got to catch up on the scoreboard. There they go. 17-2 final for Nolan Waldner.
Two Ithaca Weston wins in a row. Let's shift over and see if we can make it three straight as Caden Coleman is wrestling against Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland. Looks like Hinderman with a 7-3 lead, David, midway through period number two.
Yeah, it looks tough, though, on top here is Coleman right now. We are 20 seconds to go in the second period. He's a little high here. He's going to end up losing control. He's going to give up the escape. So now he's down by five. He had good pressure on top, but he just got a little bit out of position as Hinderman was able to back out to
between the legs and get the escape. And 5 seconds, they're going to restart in the middle as they go off the edge of the mat. Finish out this period here, 8-3 in favor of Gavin Hinderman, senior, 30-7. Caden Coleman, also a senior, 32-12. Get reset there. Looks like we're going to have caution against the bottom man now. Caution against Hinderman. Got a 5-point lead. Start the third period.
In
the turn here now, Kate.
Oh,
he's got out of position again as Hinderman is able to turn and face him. He's down on a low single leg, but control still in favor of Coleman. He's got to grab that near ankle. He's trying to grab that near ankle. Pull it under. Now he's got Coleman flattened out. He's going to come back around the other side. Trying to get some sort of a penny combination. Good breakdown. Lift the ankle, draw him forward. Trying to set up his near side cradle there. Kind of comes up and baits Hinderman into it, but Hinderman's a pretty tough wrestler. He's not falling for that as he gets down in on the low ankle, and now he's got Coleman in trouble. He's on his backside there. Just over a minute to go with a 5-point lead is Hinderman. Coleman's still hanging on for control, but I don't know if he's going to be able to. Hinderman's looking tough here. He's trying to pop his head out. Get his hit out. He'll get the reversal on Coleman. Coleman gives up. He retreats. Gives up the 2-point reversal. Down by 7 now. Got another minute to go here. Another minute to go here. He's in the bottom position. Want to get cradled up here. As Hinderman is able to hook up the cradle. Hinderman's got the cradle, but Coleman's doing a good job battling through that. Breaks that hand lock underneath. 20 seconds to go here. Down by 7. Hey, gets an escape. He's got to get a takedown. Gets the escape. Going to give up a takedown. The closing seconds here, it's going to be a 13-4 victory. 13-4 victory for Gavin.
Your winner by ball on that one in a time of 1:15 from Lancaster, Jackson Cycle.
Now things are moving right along. We have some recapping to do. We'll do that and try to catch a few more matches in this as the semifinals are coming to a close. At the Division 3 Mineral Point Super Regional. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
I have to bring you up to date. We are in the upper weights, 215, 285, and this might be a good one to have on the air, David. At 285, we have a semifinal between Bodie Brockoff of Iowa Grand Highland and Matt Orich of Mineral Point. That one is just getting underway, and I'll keep my eyes open, unless it's happened already, for Grant Matthews and Matt Neese.
No, it has not happened yet.
Okay, we'll switch to that one as soon as we get the opportunity.
All right, we've got a good one here at 285, just underway. First takedown is going to go to, looks like, Bodie Brockoff. He's got himself a pin, so wasn't as good as the match we expected, but a 28-second pin for Bodie Brockoff of Iowa Grand Highland. 28 seconds.
Well, that one should not interfere then with Grant Matthews and Mac Nee. Not sure which mat that one is going to be wrestled on.
I don't believe we missed it, but I don't see it on the schedule anywhere either.
Well, we have some recapping to do. I will start that, the semifinal round. Then we're going to take a short break. When we're done with this recap, we're going to send it away to Richland Center. They must be getting pretty close to their championship matches, and we don't want to miss giving them that opportunity. Earlier, we reported that going into the finals at 106 were Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point and James Schramm of Riverdale. Semifinal victories at 113 for Slater Valley of Parkview and Darren Grimsland of Northropic Seneca put them in the finals. At 120, Aiden Grunenfelder of Peck Argyle and Liam Carey of Mineral Point won their semifinals and will match up for the championship. 126, here's how things have shaped up in the finals. It'll be Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle and Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland. Christensen was the Tech Fall winner over Kanoa Rogers of DeSoto, the second-seeded freshman for the Pirates. Consolation bracket, Sam Noble of North Crawford Seneca was the winner over Ronan Culver of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, ending Ronan's tournament here at Mineral Point. At 132 to the finals go Lakota Brewer of Riverdale via a pin and Tavin Bombkamp of Parkview Albany, the second seed. He's a freshman, scored a Tech ball over Hayden Altman of Iowa Grand Highland. It'll be Brewer of Riverdale and Bombkamp, not of Riverdale, but of Parkview in the finals at 132. Still going in the consolation bracket are Elliot Tite of Mineral Point and Hunter Moe of Ithaca Western, who both posted victories. Tight at the expense of Luca Appleby, a sophomore from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, who saw his tournament come to a close. At 138 to the championship match, go Brody Meese of Riverdale and Sammy Springer of Mineral Point. They are the top two seeds, and they'll meet in the finals. Springer was the winner over Aiden Bedward of Iowa Grand Highland, who wrestles the third. In the consolation bracket, in this six-man weight class, Alec Mulholland of North Crawford Seneca wrestles Brenton Ewing of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, a battle of sophomores for fifth place. And then they may have a chance, one of them anyway, to wrestle off toward fourth and a berth at the sectional next weekend. At 144, winning semifinal matches were top-seeded Rowan Carey of Mineral Point and third-seeded Derek Fronson of Ithaca Weston. Fronson was an 8-6 victor over Thomas Frosty, a senior of North Crawford Seneca, who is seated second but drops into the third-place match. In the consolation bracket, Colton Williams of Iowa Grand Highland defeated Riverdale freshman Terrence Currier, bouncing him from the tournament. 150 pounds
Brock Hinderman of Isle Grand Island wins by a medical forfeit over Chase McGuire of Riverdale. Not sure if Chase is going to wrestle again here in the tournament. I know he's been battling injury. McGuire is scheduled to wrestle Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston for third place. Bennett coming up on the short end of a 9-4 to Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point. In the consolation bracket, the tournament came to a close for Harrison Davis. A more for Boscobel Wasika Schubin. 157 to the finals go Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland and Ashton Meister of Coinette. The top seeds make their way to the finals. Wrestling for third place will be Job Wetter of Boscobel Wasika Steuben and Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point. Dropping out of the tournament in the consolation bracket earlier this afternoon was Jacob Glidden, a senior from North Crawford Seneca. 165 to the finals go Jackson Busty of Iowa Grand Highland and Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. Busty pinned Emmett Collins, a Mineral Point sophomore who now wrestles for third place against Peyton Prager of DeSoto. Prager was beat by technical fall by senior Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston, who will wrestle for the championship against Jackson Busty of Iowa Grand Highland. In the consolation bracket, the tournament came to a close for Boscobel Wasika Steuben Jr., Chance Johnson. 175 in the semifinals, Cade Rule of Mineral Point defeated Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland. And in the bottom bracket, Seth Reno of DeSoto beat Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. Hankey and McGuire wrestled for third. Reno and Rule for the championship at 175. We're in the consolation bracket. The tournament continues for Deacon McDonald of Ithaca Weston. The tournament came to a close for Declan Tanner of Boscobel Wasika Steuben. At 190 to the finals go Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland and Nolan Wolf of Lancaster, the top two seeds. Winning at the expense of seeds 3 and 4, Fallon Child of Riverdale and Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, who will now wrestle for third place while Hinderman and Wolf go for the title. In the consolation bracket, the tournament continues for Clayton Yana of Mineral Point. 215 in the semifinals, Wesley Egan of Parkview Albany remains unbeaten with a win over Tucker Dagenhart of Iowa Grand Highland. And in the bottom bracket, I didn't get this final. Perhaps you have it, David. Who won down there between Obert and Swigum?
Dustin Obert holds on for a 6-4 victory. He defeats the number 2 seeded wrestler, Sawyer Swigum, of Crawford Seneca.
So Obert next wrestles Wesley Egan of Parkview for the championship. Sawyer Swigum drops down, wrestles for third against Tucker Dagenhart of Iowa Grand Highland. In the consolation bracket, we have a final there between Ithaca Weston's Ben Otto and Mineral Point's Alan James.
James wins by a 10 and 1 pass.
So the tournament comes to a close for Ben Otto. James still wrestling. At 285, how about, did you find out about Grant Matthews?
Grant Matthews wins by medical forfeit over Mac Mead.
And a similar situation to Chase McGuire of Riverdale. We're not sure if Neath is going to wrestle or if they're just holding him out to wrestle for third place. In the bottom bracket, Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland scored a quick 10. He will wrestle for the championship against Grant Matthews of Riverdale. Scheduled for third place, Matt Orrit of Mineral Point and Mac Neath of Ithaca Weston. In the consolation bracket, the tournament came to a close for Bennett Toter of Kickapoo Lafosse. How about a quick update on the team scores, at least the top five for us, David? Tell us who's in the running for those two spots that will represent this super regional at the team sectional on Tuesday night.
All right, give me just a second here. Maybe more than a second.
Well, tell you what, we'll have those scores. I believe they're waiting at Richland Center for some live action, but we'll set it there, see how the Hornets are doing. And how teams are doing in the placement matches at the Division II Super Regional at Richland Center. Back to Mineral Point at the first opportunity. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Welcome back to Richland Center. I'm Phil Lee, joined by Kirk Layer. Let's go right down to the mat. We have a Richland Center wrestler on the mat. Kirk?
Yes, we do. We have at 138, we have Kyle Watzinger as he is wrestling the young man from Boston. I've got to get the right portion of my program to find him. That's SB Pitts. And right now we're in the last 50 seconds of the third period, and it is Pitts leading 2-0 with Watzinger down, working at one point there he was close to getting an escape or a reversal, but now he's being ridden here through the last 20 or 30 seconds again by Pitts. Needs to get an escape or a reversal to tie this match up, escape, and then maybe a takedown. But now we're getting down to the last 25 seconds and just not a whole lot of action anywhere in this bout. There's a final down there and a semifinal. The other end, that was a wrestle back. That was Klum down there winning at 144, I think that was. Yeah, 144. Klum won down there. Looks like it's going to be in Wasinger's match. He's just not going to be able to get out there, and he's going to lose the final there 2-0 in that wrestle back match at 138. So that will end Kyle Wasinger's wrestling career. He loses 2-0 in that wrestleback match at 138.
Boston wrestler will wrestle on here today for the possibility to get back to fourth place as it goes. While you were away, Richland Center won some and lost some. We go to 113, and Caden Stibbe was in a tough one against Coda Perney of GET Melrose Mindoro. And Kirk, Caden saw what it was like to wrestle an upperclassman. That was a tough match for him.
Yeah, that was a tough draw there. He was wrestling the number one seed and a junior, and so he held his own, but he learned a few lessons as far as what's going on next.
We'll see him later. He's going to get a chance to wrestle back here at least.
Yes,
maybe
in
second place.
He's still in a good spot.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And then at 120, Ethan Haney continues on with his great season. Win number 151 as he scored a win by pin in 3 minutes and 3 seconds over Ridge Tibbet. And so a nice win for Haney. Puts him in the finals against Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mindoro. Also, Richland Center's Brock Barrett. Now, he's having a good tournament. We talked about his loss in the first round, Kirk, but he's come on to win a couple since that time.
He sure has. He's had a good round here today, and he's still in the running here to get out of this tournament.
Scored the win by pin over his opponent, Liam Johnson of Lodi, most recently. But prior to that, picked up a 12-1 win over the wrestler from Black River Falls. A nice win there. So Brock Barrett still wrestling back for the possibility to get back to fourth place. They take four wrestlers, so he's still got a shot here for the Hornets. The season came to an end for Ronaldo Hernandez-Garcia.
Yeah, he was wrestling really good in his match there, but then he got caught late in the third period there and just couldn't get out of that move and lost by a fall. But yet at the time, he was leading 3-0. at the time. So,
seen a couple of those today. We've seen some comeback wins here for some of the wrestlers, and I don't think we've seen any major upsets yet, have we?
Not, I would say, major. Some slight upsets. You know, we're getting into the round where, you know, the cream is kind of rising to the top. You know, and it's still, we talked about a team race. You know, that's kind of maybe not quite as big an issue anymore, too, because now I look over and glance, you know, GET's up by about 30 points now on Lodi, so they're sitting in a really good spot, and both teams have got a lot of wrestlers left, as we're in about the 150 range right now of semifinal action in both the wrestle back for third and in the semifinals for the championship.
And so, yeah, they're wrestling back the wrestle backs, and some of these weights have a few more than others, but getting everybody into position then for the next round, and I presume then the wrestle finals, the wrestle back for second, and then the wrestle back for fourth, then?
Well, the wrestle finals, third, and basically that fourth place championship match.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Which, where then you hit, well, actually be, yeah, it would be your third place match.
Sure.
No, it actually put you in, you'd be in fifth at that point with a chance to get into the fourth place. Man.
Right.
There
yeah.
we go. Now
we'll get to
now,
next weekend.
Now we'll get there.
And there's a lot of drama in those matches, too, because, you know,
yeah.
there's
yeah, because
when
not,
you go
coming
on.
Coming back this way, you're not guaranteed fourth.
No.
Oh. That's why that's confusing there where they got that. All right. No, not really. If you don't need this match, then this guy. All right.
Yeah.
We got to figure it out now. They draw too many lines, and once they draw the lines, Phil and I get confused.
For the super regional, right, exactly. Right. You know, back in the day before they combined them, we were done by this time, some of the regionals that we were
yeah,
at.
Yeah, that's true, too. So these super regionals have worked out good. The next step is to go somewhere else, but we just got a final down here at 144, and that was in a consolation match. That was Black River Falls getting the win there. So they'll move on. Like I say, and then we might even have a final down there.
Yeah, 150.
150, that was.
Yeah, that was a final, and it looked like a win for Black River Falls again. That was a wrestleback match.
Was that Black River Falls that won that?
It looked like it. Parker McCollum, or McCormick, I should say.
All right, we'll catch up on that one then.
If the weight was
I
right.
I thought that was GET. Oh, maybe this is GET Ryo going now. Oh, well, that's 157, they're saying.
Boston's had a pretty good tournament. They're on the mat here at 150 pounds. Looks like Riley Fry out there. Riley lost his second bout today to the second seed, Owen Pidgeon. So he's on the mat right now and taking on an Adams Friendship wrestler, Miles Newrod, who also lost in his second bout of the day.
And that was earlier, that was Young Thunder that got a win for Black River Falls or over Gruber from Boston at 144 consolation match. Right now at 157 down there, we have a championship match. Gunnar Johnson going against Portage's Michael Kowalski. That's a semifinal action. And then we have also semifinal action at 144 down here on mat number three, and that is Lane Fry from GET taking on Jacob Bertline from Nukusa Assumption.
Looking forward to seeing how that one comes out as well.
And we still are looking for more action here in the upper weights, where we'll have Ethan Bodendine going again and Mason Jelenic. Bindle, and also Buppy in the 285-pound weight class.
Need to mention that because when I think when we last left, folks, we were talking about Ethan Bindle, and he had lost in that quarterfinal match, but he has since scored a win at 215, so his day continues.
Yep.
Chance to wrestle back here as well. Action continues next week at Westby and at Wisconsin Dells here. And the team sectionals from Division III go to Mineral Point. And for this division, they'll go to Prairie du Chien for team sectional on Tuesday night. Might be the final year for that, the way it sounds. And the vote goes through next week for the...
Well, if they get, hopefully, what they're looking at, that would be the case, you know, that that would be the last year of it. They're excited about it. There was a lot of positive comments there in the meeting, so we'll see how it all shakes out. That was a Rio wrestler that won earlier there against in the semifinal action at 150. He beat the GET wrestler, one of the few bosses GET's had this round. So that means final of that was Owen Pigeon from Rio, Cambria, Friesland, Fall River, and all that other good stuff there. He won in a fall in that match in 227. So it's good to see some of these schools that we're seeing for the first time. You
great
know,
distance away. Yeah. I don't know if they have a nickname or not. I always appreciated the Sugar River Co-op. You know, there's instead of saying New Glarus and all of them, you say Sugar River. I'm not sure whether they have a nickname or not, but they need one.
Yeah, there you go. Just a semi. No, I guess that semifinals going on down here. Yeah, that's why I didn't miss it. It's going on right now at 144.
Right.
You get really spread out when you get three weight classes going at once. So we're in semifinal down on mat number three. That's Fry tied up 1-1 with Bertline from the Coosa. And then the other semifinal down the other end is Gunnar Johnson. Oh, there you hear the three call is Wayne Fry just in the last 10-15 seconds here scores a takedown, and now he's going to should win that bout down there as the time clicks away. 4-1 he wins down there over Jacob Bertline, and he will move on another finalist for GET at 144. So that completes that weight class, and we're set for the placement matches. Put Nakusa down there and wrestle back. Now we're pretty well, we got to finish up some wrestle backs. We got that going, action going on. And there's a fall there as we're talking about wrestle back action for Adam's Friendship at 150 on mat number two. And that'll bring him to the wrestle back rounds as he just pinned the Mossman wrestler. So that was Miles Narat from Adam's Friendship over Riley Fry from Austin to Cedar. Move us into championship action on mat number two now at 157. That will be Alex Brunig from Lodi, and he will be taking on one of the few wrestlers we've talked about from Watoma, Wild Rose, and that would be Brady Abbott's number two seed there. Then down at 150, that's the wrestleback action where you said we needed to complete. That would be Black River Falls down there. That would be the young man from Black River Falls. Find his name here in just a second. Patrick McCormick. He is taking on Arcadia wrestler. And that is
Miles.
Derek Tomke.
Oh, is it? At 150? I must have the wrong name. I thought it was Norot.
No, that's the Adam's Friendship wrestler.
We'll get it straight.
We'll get it straight.
Again, these have been fast and furious, some of the wrestleback matches. 157.
That's Black River Falls against Arcadia down there. That's what even the program says here. So I had it right.
The computer doesn't lie.
We just missed a final down there at 157. And that was... Well, I have to come back to that because it says match is over. So now we're semifinal action here at mat number two. I think that was our GET Portage match down there. But so now we're moving on to consolation match down there between Moss and Sita. Brian Kastner, he takes on Fletcher Brock from the Coosa Assumption. And then, like I said, we had the semifinal there and then consolation semifinal down here on mat number three. Parker McCormick, Black River Falls, takes on Derek Tomke from Arcadia.
Still to go here for Richland Center, Ethan Bodendine in the semifinal match at 175. Look forward to that. And Mason Jelenic We'll be doing battle as well at 190 in the semifinal round. So we'll get a chance to see him a little bit later. We'll also see Ethan Bindle and his comeback attempt here through the consolation round at 215 pounds. And Braden Kleppe in the semis. That's still to go. For Kirk Layer, I'm Phil Nee, and this is Tournament Wrestling Saturday from WRCO Radio Sports.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Welcome back to Mineral Point, where we are ahead of schedule and ahead of the Richland Center Tournament. So we have some championship matches that are underway and placement matches for third and fifth. And David Werman, we have a third place match right now at 113 pounds. It has a minute to go between Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale and Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point, freshman against senior, and there's a minute to go.
Yeah, currently Hunter's in the lead, but 6-4, but he's hanging on dearly here. He's given up a couple penalty points playing the mat and so forth, but now he's putting a little pressure on Ewart as he forces him off, and there's a warning against Ewart now, so not circling back to the middle. The bench, Jeff Campbell has been warned also. There was a questionable call earlier in the match to get us to this point, but a two-point lead for Hunter as he's looking to get himself a takedown here. He's got a good over the head. He's got himself a standing cradle, loses the cradle, but he's going to get the takedown. That helps out. 20 seconds, 10 near fall. Looking like Hunter's going to get out of this one here. He was a little shaky for a bit there, but up by five now, down to 10 seconds. A good match. Like Bill said, the freshman is currently defeating the senior from Mineral Point. It's going to be a nice victory here for Hunter Wilkinson as a freshman to increase his record to 22-10.
9-4 final.
9-4, correct.
I'll tell you what, I am not used to the Riverdale opponent wearing a red leg band.
Yeah.
That really threw me. But the Mineral Point blue singlet somehow had a red leg band, and the Riverdale maroon singlet had the green.
There will be no wrestle match.
But Hunter Wilkinson wins the match, and we'll have the place winners for you in that weight class. First of all, at 106, we missed this. Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point, a freshman, pinned freshman James Schramm of Riverdale in the championship match. For third place, William Cladaville of Lancaster knocked off Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland, pinning him with 1 second to go. So Burkhalter is the champion. Wineski will go to sectional as the fourth place finisher. There will be a match for second place between James Schramm of Riverdale and William Cradiville of Lancaster. 113 is also complete. We'll get to that in a moment, but we have a pretty interesting championship match right now at 120 between Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle and Liam Carey of Mineral Point.
Yeah, this could be a good match. I mean, it is Grunenfelder a senior, Carey a freshman, but this Carey kid from Mineral Point is a tough kid. We've seen him last weekend, real impressive wrestler, long, lengthy, but got himself a challenge here as the undefeated Grunenfelder gets the first straight points, and now he's got Carey on his back, but Carey rolls right through that and comes out on his feet with an escape. Does give up near fall, but just escape. They're in the neutral position now, 5-1 with just under 50 seconds to go. Carey is a freshman, but I don't believe he's like most freshmen. He's a tough wrestler, long, lengthy, good leverage. Could be a challenge for Grunenfelder, but he's up by four. I would expect a challenge. But Grunenfelder is a very good wrestler on his feet. A beautiful duck under. Gets the takedown, releases Carey. Another quick takedown. He's kind of a clinic here. Big clinic for Grunenfelder with 52-0. He's certainly a good wrestler.
And a state champion.
Yep. But he's up now 11-2. We're just closing out this first period, which it will be at 11-2 going into the second period.
We weren't on the air to bring you the Grunenfelder-Udelhoven match in the semifinals, which was won by Grunenfelder over Ashton Udelhoven of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Ashton is now wrestling for third place against North Crawford Seneca's Gavin Wilkins, and that's a 6-5 match in the first period. Meanwhile, for fifth place, it is Owen Doherty of Poinette wrestling one of two wrestlers for Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. They're still going here in the tournament. Dom Sorderson, last we saw Dom, he was defeating Riverdale freshman Wyatt McGuire. So Sorgerson out there, he looks like he's trailing 5-2 in that match for fifth place.
So we're going to have a blood time here on the match between Grunenfelder and Carey.
Well, let's bring you up to date then on 113 pounds. That weight class is complete, and these are the sectional qualifiers. Jaron Grimslid of North Crawford Seneca will go as the champion. The runner-up is Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale. Third place. No, I'm reading that wrong. The runner-up is Slater Valley of Parkview. Third place to Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale, and fourth to Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point. And that means that Ithaca Weston's Carrick Thompson, who won his fifth-place match in impressive fashion, will not go on to the sectional, as he had earlier lost to Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point, who placed fourth. But you finished fifth in this tournament. You have to stay ready,
yep,
just in case you get the call. Because
yep,
if one of these four drop out for some reason, then the fifth place finisher at the Super Regional goes on. And right now, that spot belongs to Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston at 113 pounds.
Back to action at 120. Championship match. Still a 9-point lead for Grunenfelder as he starts the second period on from the bottom position here. He's working his way up for an escape, and he does get it. A hit, quick head snap there on Carey. He is looking for another takedown with a 10-point lead. They're working the edge of the mat on the far side. He works his way off. They're going to have to reset in the middle. Both wrestlers make their way back to center. It's Carey is probably a good 6 inches taller than Grunenfelder. 12-2 lead with blood time.
And three ball, the time of 3:18, winner for Boyette, Owen Doherty.
Fifth place match is completed.
And a ball on that one, the time of 3:51 for Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Ashton, you know it. At the conclusion of our 120-pound championship matches, we will recognize
our other placement matches have been completed. We'll get you those as soon as Bill gets all the answers.
I'm still searching. I thought they announced it wrong earlier, but I'm not positive on that, but I'm going to double check.
All right. Back to the action here, just over a minute, 10-2 lead. Oh, a nice ankle pick for Carey, but not able to complete it as Grunenfelder does a good job countering that, but a great attempt there for Carey. Now a deep low single. Got a limp arm out as Grunenfelder is able to scoot away from that. Two good attempts there for Carey, but just not able to capitalize on that as a little head snap drag by for Grunenfelder, and he's going to get three more. Up by 13 now with 35 seconds to go in the second period. Oh, nice fireman's there for Grunenfelder. Doesn't quite get it yet, though. Carey is going to be difficult. He does get out of that. Grunenfelder's working back to face him. Just to compare and tell you how good this Grunenfelder is, last weekend, Carey defeated Ethan Haiti in the finals, and we all believe Ethan's a very good wrestler.
And he beat him in a major decision.
14-0. And Carey, Liam Carey, right now the freshman, is losing 15-3 to Grunenfelder. That just tells you how tough Grunenfelder. I mean, he's a technician with takedowns on his feet. He's on his way to a tech ball here, up 15-3.
He reminds me a lot of his coach,
yeah.
Grant Sutter,
yeah.
Who was a state champ for Dodgeville back in the day. Two-time state champ, I believe. And Grunenfelder is following in his footsteps. All right, these are the scores I have at 120 pounds, and they did announce a wrong score. So at 120 in the match for third place, it was won by Ashton Udelhoven of Boscobel as he scores a pin in 352 over Gavin Wilkins of North Crawford Seneca. And in the fifth place match, they announced a win for the Poinette wrestler,
yeah.
But it was Dom Thorgerson of Kickapoo Farge Youth Initiative that scored the win in 318. So Thorgerson takes fifth, a couple nice wins in the consolation bracket for Dom, the sophomore for the Predators. And Coach Dustin Clements pleased with his performance today. Now, he was in the same bracket as the fourth place finisher, Gavin Wilkins of North Crawford Seneca, but they did not meet. So they'll meet for fourth place,
sure.
Will they not?
Yep.
Okay. So there will be a placement match at 120 pounds for fourth between Dom Thorgerson of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative and Gavin Wilkins of North Crawford Seneca. First to be decided here right now. Second place belongs to Ashton Udelhoven of Boscobel Waseca Steuben. Or third place.
Third place. Second place hasn't been decided yet because first place hasn't won yet.
That is true.
He's on his way, though. He's under a minute. Up by 12 is Aiden Grunenfelder, undefeated senior from Petaconica Argyle. He was pitching up the spinning combination. We're going to have blood time again. Got a bloody lip. They're not not doctoring up his nose at all, but he keeps garbage can to get and water to get blood out of his mouth. Hope nobody's eating lunch.
Coming up at 126 pounds for the championship, Lucas will win, but will it be Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle or Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland? That's for first place at 126. Third place pits Kanoa Rogers of DeSoto against Wyatt Tomlinson of Poinette, and wrestling for fifth will be Ronnie Raggetts of Lancaster and Samuel Noble of North Crawford Seneca.
You were waiting all day for that, Lucas.
I was.
40 seconds to go in the match. Carey has got a double underhook. He's trying something to get a big move here, but Grunenfelder did a good job stopping it as they go off the mat right in front of the Mineral Point coaching staff. 35 seconds to go up by 11. 15-4 is Grunenfelder. In the center is Grunenfelder with an arm tie. Pulls that arm down, drops to a single leg. Doesn't get it. Carey steps back. A lot of action out here. Grunfelder picked up the action here a little bit in the closing second. Perry tries the hip toss. Grunfelder is able to peek up and look at the clock. He knows he's just got seconds to hang on. He's going to be a winner by a score of 15-4. Aiden Grunfelder, the senior from Pecatonic and
Argyle.
Tell you what, this Liam Carey is something. But Grunenfelder is, you wrestle 6 minutes with Grunenfelder. You're doing something, and Liam Carey did that. But there was no doubt who was in control of the match throughout. Those matches at 126 pounds that we mentioned are coming up, and we'll have that and more as our coverage continues from Mineral Point. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Well, we've promised you team scores for a while now, so David, maybe you can let us know how things are going at the top of the leaderboard at least.
All right. Leading in first place is Mineral Point still with 206. Argrand Highland in second with 203.5. Riverdale third with 131.5. Lancaster fourth, 117. Ithaca Weston is in fifth place with 107.
So Ithaca Weston leading the way, representing the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference, the top four squads right now, all from the SWAL, and looking good. Iowa Grand Highland, Mineral Point, Riverdale Lancaster, looking strong here at the Division III Super Regional. Let's take a quick look at some of the teams and how they have fared. Boscobel Wazika Steuben has two wrestlers left. Ashton Udohoven, who technically has already qualified for the sectional at 120 pounds, although he'll have a match to go yet to determine his placement. And Job Wetter, a junior at 157 pounds, he's still in the tournament as well. For Ithaca Weston, Derek Bronson is in the championship match a bit later at 144. Nolan Waldner as well at 165, still going in the tournament at this point. Hunter Moe, Ashton Bennett, Deacon McDonald, Caden Coleman, and Max Neath. Ben Otto is out of the tournament, and Tarek Thompson, despite winning his last match and finishing fifth, is technically out as well. For Kickapoo Lafarge, two wrestlers remain. Dom Ferguson at 120 pounds will be wrestling off for fourth place later, and Brenton Ewing at 138 is in the consolation bracket for the Predators. For North Crawford Seneca, we'll check on the Trojans. Jaron Grimsley has already qualified for the sectional as a regional champion. Gavin Wilkins still in the tournament. as is Thomas Frosty and Sawyer Swigum. And also Alec Mulholland is anticipating a consolation round match coming up. That will be against Brenton Ewing of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. We have a couple finals to report at 126 pounds. What have you got for us, David?
We do. There, Rogers, Canola Rogers, he wins the third place bout as he defeats Wyatt Tomlinson of Poinette. Tomlinson was winning the match 7-3 at the time, but Rogers was able to get the pin there in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. And for fifth place is Ronnie Raggis of Lancaster with a pin in 52 seconds as he defeats Samuel Knoble of North Crawford Seneca.
So the tournament over for Noble. The DeSoto freshman, Kanoa Rogers, wins the third place match. And let's see, there will not be a wrestle back for second place. As just moments ago, Lucas defeated Lucas. Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle with a pin against Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland. Orloff the champion, Christensen second. Rogers, who won the third place match, has already lost to Lucas Christensen. And how about the fourth place finisher, Tomlinson?